That's the sound of a baby's heart through a monitor while the baby is still in the womb. When it comes to giving birth in America, you have many choices. You can choose your doctor, maybe a hospital, what kind of medication you want, how much medication you want, what kind of birth you're thinking about. About 1% of the women and the couples who choose a natural childbirth, birth with no drugs and little to no intervention. Producer Katie Sewell brings us an intimate look at one couple's decision to go the way of a natural childbirth.
In the United States, a baby is born every 8 seconds. One. Then another. Then another. Over 4 million a year. Most are born in a hospital. Pain medication these days is very common. So is inducing a labor. The cesarean rate today, it's the highest it's ever been. But a very small percentage of couples in the Northwest are trying for a natural birth. That is, a birth with no intervention, no drugs.
We've been married for 4 years.
September 25th.
Nicole and Sean Ferrer, they are one of those few.
He's better at dates.
Do you guys mind sitting a little closer?
Sean and Nicole sit side by side in the kitchen of their newly remodeled Seattle area home.
We met in a bar.
Through a friend.
Through a friend.
Yes. And now they're expecting their first child.
He likes it through a friend story better.
But did they always know that they wanted kids?
I know I did.
I would agree. I knew he did.
I had to coax her. I had to tell her, hey, is it time for children yet? No.
Yeah, he always knew. He's always known lots of things I didn't know.
Yeah, I did. I've been planning this whole time ever since 99. I mean, I knew eventually we were going to have children. It took some convincing. Yeah. And the fact that I said, hey, you're over 30 now. It's time for kids.
Yeah, I mean, I've always heard my mother say, you start to hear the clock ticking. And I started to hear the clock ticking. I didn't want to be in that high-risk category of pregnancy.
Nicole is just entering her eighth month.
My plan is to give birth at the Puget Sound Birth Center.
The birth center is like being in a nice hotel. The walls are painted beige or light purple. 60-watt shaded light bulbs next to a full-size bed with candles on the side tables. Not to mention the big, deep bathtub. Some women, like Nicole, find it peaceful. To others, not being in a hospital setting feels unsafe. Here's Nicole.
I was sure that I was going to be that girl who said, give me the epidural, lay me down, push the baby out. I honestly don't think that if I was in the hospital, I wouldn't say, at some point, give me the shot. So I had to strip away that option for myself because I'm sure at some point I'm going to think that. If I'm committing to that decision, then I'm going to take myself out of the multiple choices I can have, so I have no choice. He always had this like sense of faith that I could do this naturally. I struggled in the beginning with the decision. That confidence is really powerful when a woman is in this time in her life, is like looking over and knowing that that person who's going to be there with her totally believes that she can do it.
There's another person who thinks that Nicole can do it.
All right. Well, my name is Penny Simkin.
They're a doula.
I'm a doula and a childbirth educator, and I do a few other things in the birth field.
Not sure what a doula is? Fear not. Neither does your computer spell check program, though it has a lot of other suggestions.
Double.
Double? Did you mean double?
Dual.
How about dual? No? What about dollar?
Dollar.
A birth doula is a woman, usually, who is trained and experienced in childbirth. She attends during the birth to provide things that aren't always available from nurses or midwives or doctors. She provides emotional support and physical comfort and helps people get the information they need in order to make good decisions during the labor.
Hiring a doula for your birth is just a part of the small but growing interest in natural childbirth.
Actually, doulas under different names were always at births until about 100 years ago. If you look at the ancient artwork, paintings, sculptures, whenever there's a midwife there, there's always at least one other woman. And that faded when birth was transferred from home to hospital. Women went into the hospital to have their babies. They couldn't have anybody with them. And it was a very dark time in birth. They were heavily drugged. They were often strapped into bed, had covers over them. This was in the 1920s, the 1930s. Really around the 60s, the husband became involved. Some men are cut out for it. Others are so deeply involved with the woman, they hate to see her in pain. And so the doula kind of came along in the 80s.
When Penny Simpkin had her four children, a hospital birth is what was expected. Her first baby was a forceps delivery after over 20 hours of labor.
I'd gone at it for 29 hours.
The next two she did naturally, with no medication at all.
I loved those natural births. You know, I just felt so darn strong, as if I had really achieved something important. I was proud of myself.
For the fourth child, she ended up getting the shot.
I still had never had any classes, and I didn't know what was going on. And I got into very heavy-duty contractions. And they offered me an anesthetic, and I said yes. And about 20 minutes later, I was pushing and had the baby numb. And I learned at that time, I should have said, why is this hurting so much? They would have said, because you're dilating so rapidly. And if anyone had said, you know, you don't have much longer, I would have said, I can make it then, if I had my whole life ahead of me.
That's the scariest part, is the pain. I think in general that no matter how you choose to give birth, that experience is going to be amazing no matter what. And that choosing to do it naturally as opposed to choosing not to do it naturally doesn't change that experience. But it's kind of what I feel like feels right for me. And I could go through it and be like, wow, that was so not right for me. And I still reserve the right to do that.
Natural childbirth is not a trend across the United States. In fact, year after year, the rate of C-sections continues to rise.
1 in 3 healthy, normal women giving birth by cesarean.
Right now, it's up approximately 50% since 1996.
Many women are terrified of birth now. You know, triathlon athletes and horseback riders and women that have climbed mountains will go and choose a cesarean. They've got an inflated sense of the dangers of vaginal birth and a very unrealistic appraisal of the dangers of the cesarean.
Rates vary widely across the United States. You are far more likely to get a cesarean in New Jersey than you are to get one in Utah. Why?
You should see, I have a graph where it says cesarean epidemic, and then I have about 40 different arrows going into it.
Hospitals have different policies.
Some is malpractice fear.
Expectant mothers want different things. They have different fears.
It's so much more convenient to plan a cesarean and do it. It takes an hour. A labor might take 18 hours.
And medical providers are often fearing lawsuits or just lack training in natural birth.
You know, the old adage is you never get sued for a cesarean, but you can get sued for the cesarean you did not do.
Breech birth, for instance, when a baby's feet are down by the pelvis, almost always lead to a C-section.
One very widely touted study found that breech births were terribly dangerous for vaginally born babies. And that has been completely discredited. But it came out in the year 2000, and by about 2001, you couldn't get a doctor anywhere who would do a vaginal breech birth. And now, there have been 7 or 8 years with no training. The American College of OBGYN has now said, yes, some people are good candidates for vaginal breech birth, but there are so few docs that can do them.
Nicole and Sean's baby isn't high risk. Their boy has been keeping his head down. His feet are always kicking on the upper left side of Nicole's stomach.
I feel with the kicks, like, underneath my bra.
His heartbeat is healthy. It's strong. And today, the sonogram machine is giving them their first glimpse of his face.
I'm happy to see the 3D because I could never tell what the baby was on the screen before. It's so real when you can see the 3D ultrasound, though.
Yeah, it's... You know, it is real now.
But you know what? This is exactly what Lori's baby looks like. If you go back and look, it's like, I think maybe a lot of babies look exactly like that.
No, I think there's some definition on, I mean, the upper lip, you know how it's really defined?
Oh, yeah.
And the nose. It's the Ferrer nose.
They're going to be like, who's the mom?
Probably have your eyes and your ears.
My ears? Do I have certain ears?
No. I just said it.
Hi.
It's a Monday afternoon. Doula Penny Simpkin arrives at Sean and Nicole's suburban home.
So you're a little rounder than I last
I know.
Saw
you.
It's so real.
Everything going well?
Yeah.
It's time to make plans for the day of the birth.
What words or actions would make you tense? What should we not do or say?
Are you okay? As somebody asking me, are you okay?
That would also worry you some.
So I ran a marathon 2 weeks before I conceived. Uh-huh. And he ran the last 3 miles with me. And he kept asking me if I was okay, and I was not okay. I was injured. Then I start getting worried that he thinks I'm not okay, and then this whole thing, and like, finally I just start, yeah, I'm fine, which I wasn't fine.
Like, well, you should have told me.
But I had to finish the marathon.
Yeah.
I left my body. I said, someone else needs to run for me, and I don't know who that was, but someone else is going to run right now. It was a spiritual experience for me, because I was going to give up. I was in that much pain really early.
That is, you sort of dissociated in some way, but you also, it sounds like you you gave it over. I mean, my body's going to have to do this. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a great analogy for labor.
Late August arrives. The day is beautifully clear, but on the horizon, there are dark storm clouds. Nicole has just gotten home from a normal day of work. She is remarkably beautiful today. Her cheeks are kind of flushed. She's smiling widely, and she's in good spirits, even though she's been feeling achy. There are just a few weeks to go now before their baby, baby Max, is due.
This is a special time, which I think is easy to forget because you're so excited about the baby coming and you just want the baby to be here, but you know you're going to look back at those memories and think, oh, there were just two of us and now there's three of us.
An hour later, everything has changed. The sun has turned into a torrential rainstorm. The streets are swelling with water and the wind is whipping the drops sideways at the window.
She was upstairs and she yells out my name, and I come running up, and she goes, I think my water broke. And we're both looking at each other going, what?
I didn't have any idea how it was going to get in the car. That seemed like the hardest thing in the world.
I try to grab her. She says no. She told me to call and come over here instead. There's no way she's getting in the car.
It was hard. It was like a blender when I looked outside.
Finally make it to the car and finally made it to the birth
getting
center.
Getting inside, and it was just like warm, and the candles were lit. And the people, everybody was there. Yeah, so it just felt really safe to be with those familiar faces.
If your contraction's still there, give another good push. A lot of stretching. It's done. Okay, take your rest.
The room looked different every time I would open my eyes because the pieces would move around. It was like waking up from sleep every time.
That's it. Yeah, Nicole, you just have to push right into that. Okay. Right into that sensation.
Room for your baby, sweetie.
That's it. Here we go.
One more. I need one more. One more. Come on. Do it. Do it.
And bring the power down into your bum if your contraction's still there.
I was feeling really scared to push, realizing that there was no other way to get from point A to point B than to push was a moment I remember thinking, okay, I have to do this.
Go ahead, push right into that. Good. Your push is it. Okay, just little nudges now, okay? Yep, there's his head. Head is out. There's no cord around his neck. Maybe a little push. Mm-hmm. In terms of shoulder. There you go. There you go. Hi. Hi. Hi.
Oh, hello. Hello.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God. Hey, buddy. Oh, my God. Oh, he's so cute.
It's pretty overwhelming and shocking, too, I think, to actually see the baby. And it's like a moment in time where the world did stop.
Oh, my God. Can I call my mom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Put on speaker.
Mom.
Yes, baby?
I had the baby.
How long did it take?
Not too long.
Say hi.
It took about five hours. I'll call you when we get home, okay?
The birth took only 5 hours. Okay. That is so much faster than average.
The best birth ever. The best birth ever. The only birth I've ever had.
And even though Penny was an integral part of their planning, in the end, very few comfort measures were actually needed during the birth. Everything happened so fast. But Sean, for one, was glad that they'd hired a lot of support and done so much research ahead of time.
You have to think about, like, how, you know, when you're cooking, it's good to add but not to subtract. You know, I don't even know that's the right kind of analogy. But, like, it's good to have all this information because you can use all of it as opposed to just doing enough. Well, I guess it's completely a wrong analogy because you're adding on to it. No, but just that kind of basically my point was, you know, it's just good to have all that information, whether it's in excess as opposed to not having enough and be even more panicked.
You hear women say this all the time, that, like, you feel like you can do anything after that. I definitely have that feeling of, like, if I can do that, I can do anything.
You knew that if you had the option for a shot, you would have asked for it.
Yeah, I thought about it. Mm-hmm. I thought about it, and I knew that if I gave it words, he would then try to figure out how he was going to make that happen for me, and then he'd have to figure that out, and so I never said it, but I thought about it.
Things will never be the same for Sean and Nicole. It'll always be three now. Not two. Max has begun his life. I'm Katie Sewell for KUOW.
Katie Sewell is bringing us a story of natural childbirth in America. It's Weekday. I'm Steve Scherr.